Located on the beautiful Christ Cathedral campus in Garden Grove, Christ Cathedral Academy is a preschool through 8th grade private Catholic school offering an excellent and well-rounded education. Program features include a dynamic choral program, Meet the Masters arts program, and a full orchestra ensemble. Additionally, the Academy offers a one-to-one technology program, integrating iPads, smart boards, and digital curriculum into every classroom. At Christ Cathedral Academy, our mission is to form leaders who share the rewards of religious and academic study so that they may praise God, bless our world, and preach the truth. We are now enrolling students for the next academic year. Call to schedule a tour and witness the amazing opportunities your child could be receiving at Christ Cathedral Academy. Call to schedule a tour, 714-663-2330, or visit christcathedral.academy.
Chart-topping worship vocalist Matt Maher will perform at Christ Cathedral on February 10th as part of his Echoes of Worship tour. Don't miss Matt Maher performing at one of the most incredible, beautiful, and inspiring locations in the country, Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Get your tickets today at transparentproductions.com. That's transparentproductions.com. Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope, beautiful Christ Cathedral, the Diocese of Orange in Garden Grove, California. And we're with Kathleen Eaton Bravo again, back by popular demand, CEO and founder of the Obria Group. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
Oh, this is so exciting. And the last show that we did, I have to say, is one of the most rewarding shows I think I've ever done out of roughly 200 shows so far. Because we talked about the importance of protecting life, saying yes to Jesus. And for those who did not listen to the show, that was a choice that you made and we all have made from the earliest of times. But again, to give people kind of that foundation of your life, why did you get so involved in the pro-life movement and how did that relate to your personal life?
Well, as I shared in the last show, I am a poster board of woman and 28 years old, raised in a Catholic home. I had not been to church in 8 years. I'd pretty much left my faith behind, was on that fast track or climbing that ladder of the big home, the pool in the backyard and driving around in a BMW, which I had by that time. Worked for a very large company on my, you know, on the fast track to VP. And at 28 years old, found myself, I was a mother of, I was a single mom at that point. Had been separated, sorry to say, you know, Catholic wedding, but there wasn't any faith involved and it just wasn't working anymore and walked away. So I was a single mom of one year old child. So I already had a son and found myself in an unplanned pregnancy. It, you know, was not going to stop me at that point. I had a path. I had what I wanted and I was moving forward and I wasn't going to let this stop it. And I'm just sharing this. This is where I was. And I can't tell you how many women have shared that's where I was. That's where I am or where I was. But, and so within 48 hours, walked into a Planned Parenthood, got counseling. I'm saying that with, you know, quotes around it, like basically it was a little screenshot of three, you know, here's the tissue in the womb. Here's the uterus. You know, we just go in and it just shows it kind of coming out and it's all over and life will go back. Your problem will be solved and life will go back to normal. And that's all I wanted to hear. You shut down your heart. Even though you know you're carrying a child and you have a child, you shut down your heart, you keep it in your mind, and you justify why you have to do this. And that really is even today. When you can take a woman that's struggling with a decision of abortion or not, and you get it out of her head and into her heart, you will save that. You will save her from the atrocity of abortion as well as her unborn child. So That was me. I had the abortion, sat on the curb, reached out to God. He put his arms around me, and as I wailed, I said, "Bring me one woman." And actually, you talk about writing a book, and I'm in the process, and it's called "Just One Woman." You could take it both ways. Just One Woman on. We're called to use our adversity and our pain to work for Christ. We're human and we're all sinners. So you can, you know, ignore it or wallow in it or say, I'm going to use, God's going to use this when you say yes. When you say yes, he's going to use that brokenness. He's going to use the brokenness to change whatever he is in the world he wants you to change. So anyway, got up from that curb a year later, started working in the pro-life movement, and that was 35 years ago.
I remember being interviewed to become a deacon by a psychologist, and I've had a life of brokenness like many of you out there have had, almost, I'm sure most of you. And I remember being interviewed and I said, "You don't want me because of my broken life."
Mm-hmm.
And the psychologist said, "No, you're exactly who we need."
Yes.
And so for those of you out there who think that you can't make a difference in being part of helping out on Kathleen Eaton's Bravo's Obria group, she's CEO and founder. Contact her at kathleen@obria.org or obriagroup.org. You can make a difference. And being broken means that you often have greater compassion.
Yes.
And can make a difference as it relates to the passion that you have.
Absolutely. You know, there's that point in your life where you decide, and I have to tell you, I had that dark night of the soul, and I know many of you have read about it in our faith, is that night where you're going to get up from where you are, and you're going to either end your life or you're going to start over. And, you know, I'm not going to share the story, but ended up at that point in Oklahoma and sitting, looking out a kitchen window in a home, and I just moved in, and I was with a man that I, you know, had married but didn't really know because he made me laugh because of my abortion. I went down that slippery slope of just change, you know, I didn't jump up from that curb that I just shared and all of a sudden did something great. I actually went the other way and walked away from that job, by the way, walked away from that home, walked away from everything, started down that path of partying and just burying myself in alcohol. And I just wanted to die. I ended up in Oklahoma and it was one night and my feet were in the sink and I was in the kitchen and I was looking down the street, and in Oklahoma, it was October. It was actually Halloween, and everything was dark and dreary, and I've never felt literally ripped apart within anything, and I just was done. I was just, and I sat there all night. Now, remind you, remember, I have not been inside of a church, and even after I was on that curb and God held me, and he did, I didn't jump up and suddenly go to church. In fact, I went the other way, which a lot of women do. The good thing is many women suppress it. I didn't suppress it. It was bubbling over and therefore I was on the run. And so I got up that morning. I got up from the sink when the sun came up and I got out the phone book. And I'm in Moore, Oklahoma, and I found a little Catholic church, St. Andrew's Catholic Church. And I went into the husband I'd married and said, "I'm going to church." And he just looked at me and said, "Shut the door." And I went to church. And guess what happened? I never heard of the pro-life movement. I'm all the way in Oklahoma, and I'm from California. In Moore, Oklahoma, had this dark night of the soul where I am worthless. I do not deserve to live. I go to Mass. Of course, I couldn't receive the Eucharist, so I'm in the back, and now I start sobbing because I so desperately want to receive the Eucharist. And but that's where God said, "I'm here." You know, so I've, of course, went through reconciliation, so on and so. But at that moment, at the end of Mass, Father George Pupius, this is how impactful that day that Mass was, got up and said, "You know, if you'd sit down, there's a woman that's going to just share her ministry." And I remember on the curb when I said, "God, bring me one woman, and if I can change her," well, I didn't know what that meant. And that woman gets up, and I'm in Moore, Oklahoma, in a church sobbing. And a woman gets up and she says, "I run a ministry called Birth Choice, and we help women that are facing an unplanned pregnancy and thinking abortion is their only alternative. We're here to help them choose life." Now, God had to take me all the way. He had to put me in that, my feet in that kitchen sink to go through the worst night of my life, to get up, to bring them back to him within the Mass. Soon, of course, right away, reconciliation, the Eucharist. But you know, there's something I have to say when you talk about the unbrokenness of people and us women. Steve, I just finished an Endow study, my third one, and this one was on how God uses women. And the one that was, and I never really thought about, how many, when you look at the women in the Bible and during Christ's life, they were broken. They were prostitutes. They were, when God was walking after he came out of the tomb after his death, who did he meet? And he was walking and Mary Magdalene saw him and thought it was a gardener, and he called her name, Mary. And she knew. And what did he say? And where did Mary do? Think about Mary. Think about that moment as a woman who met the Lord on the path and said, and Mary went, and I've seen, he's risen, I've seen him. We have to understand something. We are broken. We are sinners. We are imperfect. And God uses that. Not brilliance and minds. Yeah, he used brilliance and minds, but I'm not a brilliant person. So I'm just here to say, I have been given the gift from God to use my brokenness, my pain, my sorrow, and my struggles to be a voice for the unborn simply because I said yes that night of the dark soul and went out and went back to him and found him.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm powered by the Spirit with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, CEO, founder of the Opria Group. We're talking about protecting life. We're talking about religious freedom, what you can do to protect life. In our last show, I really believe the Holy Spirit, I know the Holy Spirit came upon me with this word of knowledge as found in 1 Corinthians 12, that there were 20 women who saved their babies as a result of that show and listening in. And I believe that there will be many more women who will be saying yes to keeping their babies. But this particular show also has an additional twist to it, additional segment to it, in which we're really talking about you who perhaps have had abortions, mm-hmm. who feel just this bondage of chains that your life is over or that you can't do anything and you're unworthy and you haven't volunteered for anything. You haven't really participated in the church, in ministry, protecting life and so forth because of the shame the devil whispers in your ear, says you're a horrible person. Look at what you've done. If anyone ever found out what you've done, yes, that's you the Holy Spirit is talking to right now. And I'm saying to you, that is a lie.
Yes.
You are a child of God. You are worthy because of what Jesus did in dying and rising again and washing you clean as snow. And you, above all people, can make a difference in protecting the unborn.
Amen, Steve. You know, it's like God raises us up, the brokenness. He raises us up to do, you read the Bible. You know, the apostles, who were they? You know, these were broken men. They were, God uses us. We simply have to say, yes, God, use me. You think, well, I don't know what to do. But if you say yes, God will point you the way. Maybe it's the show today and you're realizing like, oh my God, I'm going to call Kathleen or I'm going to support whatever. In other words, God puts things in front of us. Some of it has to do with the biggest, you know, like my abortion. God continually put, as I shared at the last one, you know, people say, why don't you get over it? You've, you know, get over the abortion. You know, God's forgiven you. You spent 35 years of this. I said, this isn't about getting over my abortion. I've forgiven and I've forgiven myself and I am whole and I am not that broken person anymore. I'm not saying I'm not a sinner and I don't make mistakes and I still don't stumble and fall. We all do. We are human and imperfect and we are sinners. But when you say yes to God, God will use you. By God, God will use you. We just have to have the strength to say yes. And that is a scary thing, Steve.
And you may not feel like you have the strength to say yes. Welcome to the club. So the prayer is, and we pray for all of our listeners right now, Heavenly Father, give us the strength to say yes in Jesus' name through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. In Jesus' name, amen. So the point is that it's okay not to have the strength, but it's okay, but it's not okay not to do anything. Mm. If you feel like you don't have the strength, pray for it and God will give it to you. We see this in Luke 11, where it says, we who are wicked, who know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit when we ask for it?
Yes.
Right? Matthew 7:7, Luke 11:9 say the same thing. Ask and you will receive. Mm-hmm. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. We see from Matthew 5:6, we must hunger and thirst to do God's will, righteousness, and then we will be satisfied. We're going to be right back to talk more about saying yes to Jesus and how, despite your brokenness, God will use you in a powerful way to protect life through religious freedom. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
Private Catholic schools engage and develop all aspects of our students' curiosity. Beyond truly excellent education in core academic areas, Catholic schools have a full offering in the arts, visual, performance, and music. Each school has a full spectrum of education and development in the arts. Several schools feature full orchestra, dance, band, and many other highly specialized programs. Learn more. Visit OCCatholicSchoolsWeek.com.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here, Empowered by the Spirit, with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, CEO and founder of Obria Choice. We've been going through her brokenness and the fact of the matter. She said yes unequivocally to our Lord Jesus Christ to protect life. And she founded this organization, Birth Choice, then Birth Choice Medical Clinics, now Obria, Obria Group. She has clinics around the country, 22 pregnancy clinics. She is fighting for life. The title of this show is Protecting Life by Religious Freedom. Right now in the United States, to say the least, we have been under siege for quite some time. We have to stand up and say yes to religious freedom, which basically means living out our faith. And let's start at the very beginning. The Catholic Church believes in the sanctity of life. You're listening in, and most of you are Catholic, and if you're not, most of you certainly agree with us that protecting life is a cornerstone of our faith. We as Catholics believe in protecting life, but we also believe that we must make a difference by being actively involved in fighting for what we believe in, through religious freedom, which means that we want to make a difference with our politicians, in government. Give us a kind of a state of the union right now, Kathleen, if you could, as to where we are in this country, the battle against Planned Parenthood, and just where we are.
Well, I just want to insert into that. You just shared that the Catholic Church, of course, and others, you know, the Protestant churches, many, not all, many, that the sanctity of human life is our core value, life. But it's interesting, we're moving over to the attack on religious freedom and life at the political level, and yet go back to our founding fathers. And what did they say? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Even when our nation was founded, life was the core of our nation. Today, we're sadly to say that instead of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, pursuit of happiness seems to have trumped the other two completely, life and liberty, as far as liberty in a nation that we can practice our faith and we can preach our faith from the pulpit. And that is, of course, being challenged. But on the abortion issue, we all know when it comes to, and you've all heard it, and if you look at the number one issue, the divisive issue on the political side is abortion. The sad thing is that many, many, many years ago, abortion left the moral ramifications, that it's a moral issue, and it became a political issue. When it did that, we, in a way, separated the word abortion away from the meaning of abortion, and that is the end of a human life. Abortion has become a word on political people. Oh, no, we're for abortion, or we're against abortion, or for life and against life. But mostly it's pro-choice. or pro-life, but pro-choice. And people say, well, you know, I'm pro-life, but I would never say that I need to put my values. How many Catholic politicians say, I am pro-life, but when I'm on Capitol Hill and voting, I have to vote, put my own views aside and say, you know, the nation says as a woman has the right to choose what she wants to do with the baby. Some of you are hearing, listening might say that, but I always say this, you know, choice is a word that has a meaning. And the choice that you're talking about is to choose to let that unborn child, created in the image and likeness of God, every time we go to Mass, what does it say? I believe that God is the creator of life. What is that in? It's in our creed. But yet we have separated life and God and our faith away from this word of abortion and choice. Choice means that you're going to choose to end an innocent life or choose to place it for adoption or parent this life. So that's the one thing I want to say. And when you go to Washington, D.C. today, the word abortion has become this battle cry of women have the right to choose to end the life of their unborn child. But they use just a word, abortion, and we become desensitized to it. And therefore, where are we today? The fact that we cannot get the House, the Senate, to vote on the 20-week pain-capable act. Do you know what that means? That a five-month-old baby, five-month, who is born at 22 to 24 weeks that do survive, who feels pain, fully developed, a five-month-old baby can be torn apart in the womb because we cannot get the Senate of the greatest nation in the world to say, this is an atrocity. Why are we even, the fact that we even have to pass a law to stop this? Steve, the battle of life, the battle of the future of our country, based on the past, is all come down to what I said. If we do not value life in this nation, nothing else matters. I shared, Mother Teresa said that in front of, at the congressional prayer breakfast, in front of, at the time, President Clinton. Is a nation that destroys a whole generation of its children through abortion will not survive. And we're seeing that today. Who would have thought even back then we would be in the place we are today?
My brothers and sisters, we are in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle. We're in a battle to save lives, but we're in a battle for our souls.
Yes.
The soul of the country, our own personal souls, to say yes to Jesus without any hesitation. Religious freedom basically says that we need to protect what it is that we believe in. There are hospitals right now that are under the threat that as this expands out, that they, Catholic hospitals, will be forced to perform abortion.
Correct. In fact, if you look in the state of California, we've been hit with AB 775 in California. That means all the pregnancy centers and clinics like myself have to post a sign in our office saying that you have a, into, you know, you have a right to have an abortion and receive contraception, and this facility, this clinic doesn't do it, and you have to put a number of the health department now, you know, to find a clinic to get an abortion. Now, we all know that every millennial that walks through the door knows where the Planned Parenthood is because of the brand. And we've talked about brand in the last minute, why it's so important, the Obria Group, to raise up a brand that suddenly they know that there's another clinic out there that they can go to and get those, that branded clinic, that comprehensive women's healthcare clinic, life-affirming, pro-life, faith-based, into every community around the country that has a Planned Parenthood and be, you know, you don't have to be right across the street, but to be there and then market that. So that's the key thing. But I think that you hit on it so clearly that we have become a nation where everything is relevant. You've probably done tons of shows on the, you know, relevancy and what's happening into what is relevant and what is not. It's whatever I believe is right for me is right for the world. That's where we've gone. I have to say, do you know that the second killer of millennials today is suicide? Now, look at our nation and what we're handing over to this next generation, and what they're struggling with is, who are they? Where's faith? They're leaving the church. They're leaving faith. We have lost that. Not only is the impact of the political arena in Hollywood shifted our young people. What is the statistic? Young people go to college, 68% go in with faith, or it's around 68%. Don't quote me, the numbers is close to that. When they come out, 28% actually come out with any faith. The thing is, this impact of what we're seeing on the political arena and Hollywood is is now joined forces to say that if you're anybody and you cherish your rights and your freedom, you have to be pro-choice. You have to embrace gay marriage. You have to, basically, you're a hater or a homophobic, whatever they have branded us. How many Christian organizations, I mean, Alliance Defending Freedom, are now listed as hate groups? What is happening with us? We must get involved in the political side. The statistics show this on the life issue. And then I'll give it back to you, Steve. But the statistics during the last election, actually 8 years ago, statistics came out that 52% of the people in the United States say they're pro-life. They went a step further. Nobody read the next sentence. Out of the 52%, only 20% said at that point that pro-life or the issue of life would impact how they vote. Take it a step further, and this is sad, only 1% of that 50% said they've actually written a check or supported a pro-life organization. So they're not voting, 20% of the 50%. And only 1%. The point being is we are not doing your time, treasure, and talent into putting, we can complain in our household. I marched in the 25th anniversary. It's now the 45th, 25th anniversary, 350,000 people. I was on the front with Cardinal O'Connor. I was very honored and very blessed. And Norman McCovey was the Roe v. Wade and Bernard Nathanson. I was in the front. And when I got to the top, we marched to the steps of the Supreme Court. And I looked down the road and you're up on a higher hill and 350,000 people marching to the Supreme Court, making a statement for life. What have you done? What have we done to vote our issues of life? What have we done to speak out to our local politicians, to our state politicians? Why are we putting a sign up in our clinics marketing Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry? If we don't do it, our doors close. This is where we're at today, because where would we be, Steve, if Catholics and Christians around the country stood up and said, and united and said, enough.
Enough. And if it's not you, then who? My brothers and sisters, there's a reason that you're listening to this show. It is not a coincidence. Jesus is calling you, as it says in John 15:16. Jesus is calling you to make a difference, to stand up for what you believe in, to be convicted, to be on fire, to stand up for your faith. I made a statement, I've been saying this lately to people, that I believe in my lifetime, religious freedom as we know it is going to dramatically change.
I agree.
We are going to be forced to do things that we hold to be just morally not feasible with what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that happening right now. And if things don't change, our children and our grandchildren, we may not be able to recognize what we hold to be truth and life and religious freedom as we know it may go away. It's that serious. You've never heard me say this if you've been listening to me for quite some time on the air. This is not something, this is probably the first time I've ever said this on the air. But this is how important it is. This is how serious it is. It is so serious today that our very essence of what we believe in, our core values as Christians, but certainly as Catholics, are under siege. But you can make a difference and must make a difference by standing and fighting for what we believe in, by getting involved, by writing letters, by participating, by your vote. We're going to be right back to talk more about how God is calling you to make a difference on what's happening nationally to protect life. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Powered by the Spirit.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center, February 9th, as we watch the Ducks take on the Edmonton Oilers at 7 p.m. And join our Catholic Trinity League schools as they play a special exhibition immediately following the Ducks game. Your ticket will include access to this special game as well. Don't miss the Modern Day High School Choir perform the national anthem along with Don Wright. The first 500 tickets purchased through this special offer will come with a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets, call 714-282-3045 or visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we are on Empowered by the Spirit with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, CEO, founder of the Opria Group. By the way, one of my best friends.
You're my best friend, Steve.
No, we all know from the last show that I'm not your best friend. I just want to be somewhere in the
group. You didn't introduce me to my husband.
Yeah, he did.
No,
that's
all
right. I just want to be one of them, right?
Yeah.
It's been my honor and blessing to be part of really helping protect life and through the Opria Group, formerly Birth Choice Medical Clinics, and being on the board and so forth. But as much as I've said yes to trying to protect life and being part of her organizations, all of us need to do more. And Kathleen has been stepping out to work on a national basis, received a very special award from President Bush.
I did.
And tell us about that award first.
Well, it's actually, I didn't receive it from him. We received the same award at the same time. So it is a Catholic award. It's the Cardinal John J. O'Connor Pro-Life Award. You get a big busk. Is that what it's called? You know, it's a big medal. I have a big face on my shelf in my office. People walk in and go, oh, who is that? And I said, that's my hero, because I just shared. I marched with him on the 25th anniversary before he passed. And I'll always remember that, with him right in front of the march to the Supreme Court steps. And then I got this award, and I'm proud that he is sitting up there, and I talk to him all the time. Actually, I know he's, of course, with our Lord, but it was the Pro-Life Award, Catholic Award, for being the champion for life on the political side. And at the same time, and he was there, President George W. Bush received the same award. And he was actually a very, very close friend of Cardinal O'Connor, just as some of our leaders, both Christian leaders. For example, you know, we live in Orange County. Rick Warren, a pastor of Saddleback Church, is very, very close to now Cardinal Dolan. Our New York, or our bishops and archbishops and our cardinals, are very, very important in spreading the truth and fighting for our freedom, religious freedom, and life. But it's not them. We are the people. We are the church. They're our leaders. We are the church.
We are the front line.
Yes.
And we have been called to fight and battle. Now, one of the battles happening on a national basis that makes the news all the time is defunding Planned Parenthood. Mm. And your thoughts about that, and what is that all about?
Oh, dear. Do we have a couple more hours? Basically, everybody's been reading about it, but putting it down into basics, over the last, how many years now? I don't even know. But Planned Parenthood's been around for 100 years, but they've, of course, come into their own over the last 20 years or so, and have been really, really funded under Medi-Cal money that's going into states from the federal government, your tax money, Medi-Cal money to serve the poor. In the Medi-Cal money and in the laws in Washington, D.C., in the government, that none of that money could be used to provide abortion or to support abortion providers. Yet, when you take Medi-Cal money, you take Title X money, which is another grant block of money, huge amount of money, and you take money coming out of HHS, Department of Health and Human Services. We are at the point right now, and for many, many, many years now, Planned Parenthood has received over $500 million a year of our tax money to support the organization. Now, you're going to say, well, only 3% is abortion. Not true. The way they came up with that 3% is you can manipulate any numbers you want, but 87%, I believe, what Lila Rose has come up with, and David Delight, and two of my warriors and on my board have come up with, that 87% of their funding goes directly into abortion. It is they have two things that they promote and they do and they make money on, and that is abortion and contraception. Abortion and contraception is their business. That is it. If you look, if you call a Planned Parenthood, in fact, Lila Rose did this whole campaign and called a Planned Parenthood and said, I'm pregnant, I want prenatal care. And only one Planned Parenthood said that they can help them. The rest of we don't do that. That just happened. And let's talk about two millennials. Let's talk about Lila Rose. At 15 years old, 9 years old, she started praying the rosary outside of a Planned Parenthood with her grandmother at 9 years old. You talk about being an influencer. Her grandmother took her 9-year old granddaughter. At 15, she started her pro-life group. At 15, and one of those people in that group was David DeLayden. Fast forward, where are we today? Well, let's talk about Lila exposed at the beginning the underbelly of Planned Parenthood by going in with a little video in her in a button in her thing, and she would ask questions about, you know, they support human trafficking, and sort of David, who worked with her, took it. We all know David. And David called me, I didn't know him, 5 years, I don't know how, probably 5 years ago, and said, hey, Lila referred me, and I'm going to expose Planned Parenthood and do these videos. But I need a clinic setting. Can I use your clinic? And I'm going to have Planned Parenthood. Now, I had just been, really was in the process of being attacked by Planned Parenthood in Orange County, and they were going to file a suit against me, and I was brought up in front of the Orange County supervisors, blah, blah, blah. And I'm in the middle of this battle with Planned Parenthood, and I'm going, I don't know who you are, but I can't do this. Go someplace else. Literally, I did. Kind of what you're challenging people to, you can't do that anymore. And Lila called him. She says, this is what he's doing. Please help him. I called him back. I said, so those videos that you've seen where it's in a medical setting, that's one of our clinics. And David and now and Lila and I, in fact, you, right here on this thing that I sent to you, who's down at the bottom of this, is our two national ambassadors. And it's Lila Rose and David DeLayden. And as you know where we're at, what did David do? He exposed the underbelly of Planned Parenthood selling human, you know, fetal parts of aborted babies. It grew to the point where the babies, you know, if they could keep the babies alive and could get live brain cells, they get more money. Look, it's an atrocity. And of course, the videos went out and exposed it. And guess what happened? What came out of Washington, D.C., our political side, they were a lie. And I mean, my gosh, and I could hardly watch those videos today. What has happened? You just happened in California, in Orange County. Did you just hear what happened? That the company in Orange County that was buying those baby parts from Planned Parenthood was just fined by our Orange County district attorney. And do you know that they were fined $7.2 million and they were shut down? That's what happened because David DeLayden, a young man, and Lila Rose, a young woman, stood up and took them on. Two millennials. Where are we going now? Guess what's just happening? What happened? What did you just hear last week? That the federal government, finally, the Department of Justice and the FBI has opened up an investigation into Planned Parenthood selling baby parts and making money on it around the country. So I'm sharing that we have had a battle, and we feel we're losing. We know we're losing. Abortion, $500 million a year going into Planned Parenthood. We cannot get we put people in office saying defund Planned Parenthood. It has not happened. On the other side, it's coming. They're under investigation. And you know what, Steve? I have to say this. The battle cry from the pro-aborts, and it's been heard, and we're having trouble defunding them. Why? One reason, because Planned Parenthood goes in and says, we help over 3 million or 30 million, I don't know how many, it's huge. I should know that number, but women a year with their health care and their pap smears and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's, you know, abortion is just a small part of it. And people have bought into this, even good Christian people and Catholics. Well, you know, if they're gone. And, you know, they have a point. Where are the Catholic women's comprehensive health care clinics under a brand in this country? Well, up until really, the beginning of this year, we didn't have it. But as you know, being on the board, we developed it. It took us 5 years. The Obria Group is the national umbrella that is competing with Cecil Richards and Planned Parenthood. I'm sort of like Cecil Richards on the pro-life side. We formed a group, and we are now bringing pro-life clinics under one brand to compete. Because if we don't have an alternative clinic within communities, a pro-life clinic, and they defund, you know, and they try to defund them, we're still going to drive women back into Planned Parenthood.
My brothers and sisters, it's so important that we say yes, yes to our Lord Jesus Christ, yes to life, yes to women's issues
yes.
that are truly important to Catholics, to the Obria Group, but it doesn't have to be through Planned Parenthood. That's the real issue. There's an alternative now called the Obria Group. There's an alternative in which a woman can go there and receive the type of counseling, the type of medical care that she needs.
Yes, correct. And I shared also on our last segment, if you didn't hear it, there's another thing that's come about. Not only is the political side of it, and we're still battling, yes, Planned Parenthood is still being funded with our tax dollars. Speak out. They are able to remain funded because we are not speaking out. We are not using our voice to tell the politicians that we put into office or those that we didn't, but to cry our battle cry, enough is enough. We have the Hyde Amendment that says no money can go to any organization that does abortions and supports abortion, yet the money flows. There's laws that we hold them accountable. We act, regardless of what you think about this president. This president has already signed into actions that the states, he said, if the federal government won't defund Planned Parenthood, I am going to, because under the last administration, the law was put in, signed by an executive order, that no state will get Medi-Cal money if they do not fund abortion in their state. No state. You remember Texas, and they said, keep your money, we'll raise our own money because we're not supporting in Texas abortion providers and Planned Parenthood. But most states needed that money. It's Medi-Cal money. It takes care of the poor. So they're forced to, through that money, part of that money goes to support abortions at Planned Parenthood. So think about this, where we are today. So what did our president do? Signed an executive order and said, if states do not want to fund Planned Parenthood through their Medi-Cal money, they have a right to do that. And what's happening around the country? You not might not be hearing this in the federal government. States, one after another, are passing a law saying no Medi-Cal, Medicaid money will go to provide abortion. So I want to encourage you that it's because of the voice of the people in those states that have spoken out and said enough. It's because of the voice of the people that are behind people like Marjorie Dannenfelser at the Susan B. Anthony list, that Marjorie is our number one pro-life warrior, a woman that has put over 100 women in political positions in states, in governor's seats, and in Congress and the Senate. Pro-life people that have stood up and said, not on my watch. That's voting. That's our voice. And to support people like Marjorie, who's on my board. Again, another person like David and Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America. She rallies students on 600 campuses around the country to speak out on your campus, whether it's a high school campus or a college university, or marches in the streets every time a pro-life law is at the Supreme Court. The steps of the Supreme Court are full of students from Students for Life. We are speaking out, but we need everyone. We just can't do the chosen few. I'm not chosen any different than any of us. You are all chosen to say yes to God and get active and speak out for this, the sanctity and dignity of the most vulnerable, and that is the child in the womb.
My brothers and sisters, we're on Powered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, the founder and CEO of Obia Group. We'll be right back to talk about how God is calling you to make a difference for religious freedom and protecting life. We'll be right back.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder, CEO of Obria Group. We are here on Empowered by the Spirit. We are here to make a difference And in making a difference, it basically means that we must say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes to what he is calling us to do. Remember Romans 10. We are called to stand up for what we believe in. We are called to spread the word of God. How can they call on them on which they have not believed? This is Romans 10, 14 and following. How can they believe in him which they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach unless they're sent? As is written, how beautiful the feet are those who bring the good news. And faith comes from what is heard through the word of Christ. Now, that is talking about the word of God, talking about the good news of Jesus Christ. But remember John 10:10, very critical. I've come to give you life and life yes. abundantly. As Kathleen said earlier in the show, talked about what we believe in, life, liberty, and the pursuit of justice, but somehow that life part has been under siege. It's so critical, my brothers and sisters, because you're listening to the show because Jesus has called you. That's why you turned in right now and even turned into this segment of the show. You are listening to the show because Jesus is saying, I want you to do something very specific in the area of religious freedom, protecting life, and working within the government system that we have. What is it that they can do?
Well, I have to tell you, I just got back from Washington, D.C. I met with one of the strongest pro-life senators, Senator Joni Ernst in Iowa. You talked about awards, and not that I'm talking about awards, but I met Joni Ernst when I watched her commercial. You might have seen when she was running for the Senate in Iowa, when she rode in on a Harley, and she's a pig farmer, and she says, you know, I'm a pig farmer, and you know, I'll cut the federal government, you know, it was amazing. And, you know, my husband and I ride Harley. So I was like, I love this woman. So next thing I know, I'm getting an award at the Susan B. Anthony list for, courage and leadership. And the reason why I say it is not, yeah, I received the award is awesome. I mean, who's standing next to me but Joni Ernst? And I couldn't even talk. It was like, oh, you know, but the point being is I have that award sitting right in front of me. And that's courage. You know, kind of goes back to the Wizard of Oz and, you know, the courage versus the heart. We want a heart. We want a heart for Christ and for life. And we have to have the courage. And I was honored to say that I was recognized as my courage in leader. But we're all called to be leaders, Steve. We know that, you know, we've gone through Crucio movement and it's, you know, this whole talk on leaders, being leaders. You know, we are the face of Christ in the world today and plant where you know, bloom where you're planted and be that person that brings faith back in. And, you know, we also talk about it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, where I said pursuit of happiness is moved in the front. But let's not forget liberty. And liberty means our religious freedom, our right to protect the innocent, our right to bend our knee and pray, and our right to share our faith in the marketplace, in, you know, out into the world. But of course, those rights have been taken away. Our right to believe in what we know biblically is true when it comes to marriage and life and freedom. And, ladies and gentlemen, I, as I shared with my age, but what are we leaving into the next generation, our children, or our children's children? If you're not involved in not fighting, you don't have a right to complain. Get out there and make a difference. So what is happening in D.C.? I'm going back to D.C. I will be pounding the halls of Congress, the Senate. I'm meeting with Congress. In fact, I have a white paper. If you wanted and interested, just go call me. My number's on obria.org, or kathleen@obria.org is my website. Call me. That white paper was given to the Vice President of the United States and to Joni Ernst and a couple other senators, and it's gotten legs, and it's been and now I have to, I think it's tomorrow, I have an interview with a congressman from Indiana. I have another interview with another. They're calling. Point being is, I'm not only going out and bringing affiliates under our brand. And as you shared, we're right now in 5 states. By the end of next year, 2018, we hope to have 100 Obria medical clinics that can, under one brand, Obria, that complete with the Planned Parenthood brand. But I'm also in D.C. to show them that we do have an alternative of a faith-based pro-life comprehensive women's healthcare clinic that can serve patients and they don't need to go to Planned Parenthood. It's breaking their relationship with Planned Parenthood and bringing them into the Obria clinic. It's beautiful, but I can't do it if we don't get funding. And so I'm in DC and I'm challenging our pro-life senators and congressmen throughout the country to put their money where their mouth is. Stop funding Planned Parenthood and start funding these pro-life clinics out there. It's the more that we get, the faster they'll grow and the faster we'll win this battle. And that takes everybody on how you vote, on contacting your congressman and your senator, speak out both your, in your states and in the federal government. But I'm going to D.C. I will be there. I will be marching in the 45th anniversary, but I'm going a week early. And let me tell you, Kathleen Eaton Bravo, as you know me, Steve, will be pounding the halls with that white paper and saying, the answer is here. We have created, the Catholic Church in Orange County has created something that we are taking to Capitol Hill. And we're saying, fund us. If you don't defund them, okay, but fund us. And do not tie that funding to the fact that we will not dispense contraception and we will not in any way, shape, or form abortion. We will never refer for it. Allow us to take that sign down in our centers that say they don't do, you have a right to have an abortion, they don't do it here, and here's a phone number to call. Please, please, please pray for me. Go to obriagroup.org, obriagroup.org. On the political side, we are not just political side. I'm an activist to say we can make a difference, but I'm the person from this diocese and from, it doesn't matter where I'm coming from, but I'm coming from California where almost one fourth of all the abortions in this country take place. And I'm going to DC as one woman and I'm a voice. We all are called to be leaders for Christ, to be disciples for Christ, to be apostles of today. And that means we must, like John the Baptist. My gosh, we just had the John the Baptist reading, is to preach the coming of Christ, to preach the sanctity and dignity of life created by God in the womb.
My brothers and sisters, what is it that you believe in? What is it that you talk about? Because what you talk about and the actions that you take is really what you believe in.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you say, I support life, I support following what the Catholic Church is teaching and do nothing, and but you talk about sports or you talk about this and that, that's fine. I'll talk about sports. But the important thing is that what are you passionate about? Take a look at the book of James. It says that, you know, what good is it, brothers, if I say that he has faith and does not have works? Can that faith save him? A brother or sister has nothing to wear and no food for the day. And one of you says, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but do not give them the necessities of the body. What good is it? So also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Amen.
So the end of the day is you may say, well, I believe in life. I believe in the sanctity of protecting the unborn and protecting life, but do nothing, then what good is it? Mm-hmm. Yes, you can make a difference. You can organize a rally. You can organize a whole group of people to call and show up.
Mm-hmm.
Make appointments.
Yes.
You know, fight for what you believe in. It will make a gigantic difference because they do listen.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is a lot of you out there saying, that's just not my thing. That's something. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to challenge you. It is my thing. It's part of my thing. I'm on both sides. I'm boots on the ground, raising up the clinics that I founded here in Orange County 35 years ago. And now I've left that and I've stepped up and I'm taking that model, the model that we've created in the Catholic Church. And I'm taking that model now out there. Our model, it's not just Catholic. Evangelicals are joining us. This is Protestant evangelicals and Catholics coming together, forming a clinic that is faith-based, pro-life, life-affirming, comprehensive women's health care. So we can look at Planned Parenthood and said, no more, not in our time. But I'm also in an activist in D.C. So if you can't do it, that's okay. Let me know that I have your prayers and your support. Kathleen at Obria.org is my website. Please just tell me you're praying for me. And the Obria Group website, obriagroup.org, you can go on. I have to say, I haven't spent a lot of time and energy and money. We'll have 40 clinics by the end of January. And I think on there might maybe seven. In other words, it's a work in progress because I don't have time. I've said I need social media people to help me. But bottom line is I'll go for you. I'll go for you, but I can't do it if I don't have the support. Tell me your voice, help support me, and help me go and be the, you know, your advocate for life and liberty, for your advocate for religious freedom and speaking. Look, you've heard me speak. I have no problem speaking. I have no problem walking into senator and congressman and women's offices with a white paper and say, you have no excuse anymore. We've developed it. We need your support. We need your funding. We need your voice. You were put here for life. Do something.
You were put here to make a difference. You were put here to make the impossible possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. Kathleen, we have a very large Spanish-speaking audience who listens to this show. And we've often talked about where Planned Parenthood targeted their
Absolutely. Lives.
What would you say to them in particular, the minorities out there listening, the Spanish-speaking and those that are listening in? They particularly need to stand up and fight.
Absolutely. And I can say the Hispanic Latino community is the most pro-life community. But I do know there's a lot of issues in their life that they're also dealing with in our country today. And so when they look at how they vote and what they do, it is protecting their family. And it's for their, you know, their what they're dealing with for the immigrant here in the United States. But at the same time, life has to be part of that. We always challenge and say, how do we bring the Latino community to the table to speak out and vote and make sure that they have a voice in the life issue? And I think that is a struggle. And what are the answers? Like, if you vote for this party, you have this new event. So I think what my thing is whatever you do and how you vote, don't ever stop within your own community, with your own place, with your own voice as a pro-life Latino to say life is just like this. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Life is a gift given to us by God. It is our number one issue, because I promise you, if we raised up our Catholic Christian votes across this country on the issue of life, we would win. We would win overnight. But we aren't doing it. And I'm challenging whatever you are, you know, people of color, as they say today, you know, we work strongly in many of the cities in the black communities and reaching up and saying there is a united voice. We are Christians. We are for life. We have our social issues, but by supporting the sanctity and dignity of life, I promise you, God will raise up.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Great to have you on the show, Kathleen.
Thank you, Steve.
This has been so wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for everyone, Lord God, who is listening in, who are saying yes to you, Lord God, to make a difference, to protect life, to defend and fight for religious freedom. We pray, Lord God, that they have the gift of releasing the power of the Holy Spirit within them so that they may make a difference. We say this through the power of your love, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Our Lady of Guadalupe, in Jesus' name, and I bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all, and we'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. Private Catholic schools offer a faith-centered and nurturing environment. In an increasingly secular and strained world, Catholic schools provide a safe and secure education environment with faith and family at its core. Our students are instilled with profound faith, deep humility, and inspiring integrity that they will carry with them. Learn more. Visit OCCatholicSchoolsWeek.com.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with his love and shower us with his grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.